Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And our good buddy David Deal joining us down here at the table, the former New York Giant who braved the cold in Green Bay and knocked off the Packers and Brett Favre in his last game. And how you been, buddy?
I'm great. This is our usual thing. We catch up at the Super Bowl. We always sit here and talk about the upcoming game. I'm doing excellent. My daughter just turned 13. She's kicking butt in her cheerleading and volleyball. I've got absolutely no complaints.
World by the tail, as they say.
Absolutely. When you're a 13-year-old girl and you're already 5'7" and got the genetics of her dad, you know, I hope that she just keeps working hard and doing the great things that she's doing.
Okay, I got to ask you, though, does she have the hands?
No. Well, I'm very fortunate enough that she has my height, but she has the look of her mother. That's the good thing that we have going on here. I don't think there's a paternity test needed. She definitely looks like her dad, but she definitely has her mother's side, too.
So let's talk about this matchup down here before I get into the other stuff. Let's talk about these two teams. Everybody you talk to, Mahomes and this and that and offense, and I understand there's a lot of positive to it because they've gotten behind and they have got the we can overcome anything mentality to win this game. But defense wins you championships.
I know that firsthand.
And the best defense coming into this contest, hands down, is San Francisco.
You know, as much as being an offensive lineman literally all 20 years of my life that I played football, it doesn't hurt me to say that defense wins championships.
Right.
Because if our front four in the 07 Super Bowl and Super Bowl in 11 and 46 can't get after Tom Brady with four, we're not winning that football game. The one thing that they're really going to have to be worried about from the San Francisco front four and their defense is how are they going to rush Patrick Mahomes. If they're going to go for the win first thing, they've got to close and they've got to get home right away, because if you let him escape out of the pocket, you can be in zone, he'll manipulate the coverage, wait till his wide receiver in the speed opens up, and he'll deliver it to him. Okay, he breaks contain, now they're in man, he'll look for that one-on-one matchup that he thinks favorable, but as we've seen in this last game, he can use his legs as well, so there's got to be that balance of Nick Bosa and Dee Ford off of the edge getting home, but at the same time playing with gap control and gap discipline with those two interior tackles.
They've got beef up front.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was funny. I've heard a couple of times, and I talked about this last week. Mike Florio, I think, had said it. I was listening to, and he talked about physicality coming back. Now, some people agree and don't agree, depending on what.
Oh, they're alpha.
But I was going to say these guys, they're maulers up front. And when you win in the trenches, you know that. When you win in the trenches, you win a lot of games,
especially on both sides of the ball. And when you have big defensive tackles like they have in Buckner and in Armstead, I mean, those throwing lanes are so condensed because they're throwing through 6-7, 6-8 lanes that can get their arms up into it. So it's going to be very important for that group to be able to make sure that they close and don't try to take a guy out like Quan Alexander and use him as a spy, because that's going to expose him to Damian Williams catching out of the backfield as well.
How in the world did they lose to, say, Atlanta? I mean, I know how they lost to Seattle. They see him all the time. There's a familiarity, and Russell Wilson got outside of the pocket a lot.
A lot.
Like Patrick Mahomes can do. How do you lose to Atlanta? I mean, is it just when you mentally overlook a team?
Yeah. I mean, you think they came off of that big win the week before, and they didn't take into account that the parity in the NFL, regardless of records, anybody can realistically win a game on Sunday if you don't prepare like you've lost your last game. That's the one thing that we've always said, is prepare like you've lost your last game, because when you win a game, it's very easy to wipe those deficiencies that you had as a team under the carpet because you got the result that you want.
Right.
But when you lose, you dissect every single aspect of that football game. What went wrong? What do I need to do differently? Why should it change? You should approach the game the same exact way, and that's where you see teams fall into a trap and lose to Atlanta Falcons like the 49ers did.
I want to talk to you about the Green Bay Packers. I mean, I think it was funny. We were on the floor of opening night last night over at Marlins Park, which was a great time. It was a lot of fun. And as we're walking around, and people know, you know, we're obviously in the upper Midwest, and we cover the Packers, and we're a network, but you know, people are going, man, we would have loved to have seen Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. Do you think there was a lot of people leaning in that direction, that that was the quarterback matchup that people were looking for?
Absolutely, because if you sit here and you mention the Kansas City Chiefs, the first name that everybody talks about is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
If you talk about the San Francisco 49ers, there's usually four or five names that come out before
Bosa,
talking about
Garoppolo,
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
Exactly.
Richard Sherman.
Yeah. There's so many other names that come out. Kittle. All those other names come out before you hear Garoppolo. And when that happens, that's where you want to see the two guys that have a cannon arm, that can throw off of different platforms, can throw on the run, whether it's over the top, sidearm. And that's what Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers did and to have done throughout their entire career. But for anybody that's sitting here looking at the Green Bay Packers, who just went 13-3 in their first year implementing a brand new offensive system, now think about when they can approach this offseason where they can get more talented players through the draft and through free agency to help out that offense and help out the defense.
So Aaron Rodgers, you know, we had Pro Football Focus on a little bit earlier, and they said, look, his numbers statistically, sabermetrically are down. And they said, well, there's reasons for this. You know, some of the extension of plays and then taking the shots to throw it away rather than having options to throw to.
Yep.
The numbers are down for him. Do you believe it's personnel around him? Do you believe that it is Aaron Rodgers and the declining of the skills? Or just the first year in this offense? Or a combination of all?
I think it's a combination of all, is because, number one, when you install a brand-new offense and you have an entire group of new receivers basically outside of Devontae Adams that you're trying to get on the same page, you can't check as many things and alert as many things as you want at the line of scrimmage, because a lot of the guys aren't going to be able to pick it up at the speed that Aaron Rodgers can as a veteran. But we've seen those reins loosen throughout the entire season, going back to that big third down play in that shot downfield to Devontae Adams right after the game. Oh, that was a great call. That wasn't me. Aaron saw something and he went with his call. It was a lot different than the start of the season. And truly, I think that's the big thing that you see when you look at this offense. We all know that when Aaron Rodgers breaks contain and he can have that improvisational setup, it was always that cohesion with the wide receivers. He never really had that this season. So that's the one thing that I think that we'll see out of him in his career, is that now once they got the players in place and once they continue to build this depth chart of this roster and of this football team, you're going to see more of that Aaron Rodgers come out next season, without a doubt.
Before I get into X-Tech, I wanted to ask you, you played with Eli.
Yeah.
Eli calls it a career. Now we're talking about an aging guy in Aaron Rodgers, and Eli – he was at the highest of highs, two Super Bowl MVPs. He's got two rings. He can sit at the table with Peyton and say, I got as many as you. Tell me about Eli Manning and his retirement.
You know, obviously that going back and having the press conference on Friday, you know, with a lot of my teammates from the 07 and 46 run, it was just an unbelievable experience, because it brought back the memories of what he meant to our football teams, always being there with the consecutive start streak. And that's not only earning the respect of our offense, but earning the respect of guys like Antonio Pierce, guys like Michael Strahan, that see him get hit and hit and hit time and again, but yet always stood up. And through adversity and prosperity, he was always there as a man, like with class and with the character that he has, never threw anybody under the bus, always took accountability himself. And those were the great things that we saw out of him as a competitor and as an offensive line. We had a big streak of, I want to say, about 60 games between me, Soibert, Snee, O'Hara, and McKenzie. We used to have competitions going out in practice. Can we get out the alert? Can we get out the check? Can we get out the protection thing? In all those years, we beat him once at getting it out before him. He'd see a strong safety, just like a split step over, check, 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 alert. We'd be like, how the hell did you see that? But that's the way that he was able to diagnose the game, by his mental picture of what he saw and where they were lined up on the field.
Talking with David Deal, and he is here with X-Tech Pads as well. And we talked a little bit earlier with Anthony about him. But X-Tech could have extended your career maybe, right?
Well, no, they did extend my career. I played 11 seasons. And Ted Monaco, who was the head designer with Bob Broderick, made my shoulder pads for my entire career. So it's no coincidence.
For in the pros?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
really?
So it's no coincidence. I started over 166 games in the NFL and played 11 seasons. It's the number one pad growing in the NFL. Players like Devontae Adams on your team's wearing them. Over 80% of the roster on the 49ers are wearing it. 50% of the Kansas City Chiefs. Odell Beckham Jr., Khalil Mack, you name it. And it's about safety. It's about taking your head out of the game. And I always tell this story. You know, when you meet players early on, what kind of helmet are you wearing? Ah, the one they put in there. What kind of shoulder pads? Ah, the one that they put in my locker. What kind of cleats are you wearing? Nike 3/4-inch model. They know everything about their cleats, but they didn't know about their shoulder pads. And with the grading pad inside of this, the way that it absorbs the hit and disperses it throughout the entire shoulder pad, and not just in those shoulder area, it gives you the free restriction, but the confidence that you're protected.
There you go, David. Always a pleasure, buddy. You're like Punxsutawney Phil. I know it's Super Bowl
I
when
know,
you pop
me and
up,
you,
man.
Bill, every That's time, it. My man.
That's it. Good to talk to you. We appreciate you stopping by. Thanks for coming.
Oh, my
over,
pleasure.
Okay?
Have a great Super Bowl week, buddy.
Good luck with the daughter.
Thank you.
There you go. Volleyball season right around the corner. We're broadcasting live down here on Radio Row. David Deal joining us for a couple of minutes. We got a lot more coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.